Another sizzling hot day today, but hang on. Weather changes on the way with better rain chances later in the week and also somewhat cooler temperatures, too. Abundant sunshine today. Another hot day. We had 98 yesterday. We're looking for 97 today. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow's high in the middle 90s with widely scattered storms possible in the afternoon and evening hours. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even Monday. Looks like some very beneficial rainfall, and boy, did we need it. Our weather app will keep you on top of all this weather action, so get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Longtime Millbrook restaurant Smokehouse Barbecue closed its doors last week after its business license was revoked. Millbrook City officials say it was behind on sales tax payments, but the owner says she was working to pay what was owed. Smokehouse Barbecue had been open for over 25 years. Happening today, the Alabama Supreme Court will hear arguments in former House Speaker Mike Hubbard's appeal of his conviction on ethics charges. Hubbard was convicted in 2016 of improperly receiving consulting contracts and business investments from company executives. And the Montgomery Police Department is hosting a Junior Police Academy this week. This teaches sixth graders about conflict resolution, how to prevent bullying, and how to resist gangs. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
And protests as President Trump visits England.
The president stirring up controversy, trading insults with London's mayor.
The president calling him a stone-cold loser.
Investigators in Virginia Beach are searching for a motive in Friday's mass shooting that left 12 people dead.
New antitrust investigations have been launched by the House Judiciary Committee and two federal agencies.
DOJ is going to handle Apple and Google, while the FTC examines Facebook and Amazon.
The FAA warns hundreds of Boeing 737 planes may have faulty parts on their wings due to a supplier's manufacturing problem.
Rivers are rising in the central U.S. More rain is on the way.
An alarming revelation from the giant blood testing chain Quest Diagnostics. The company says personal information of nearly 12 million patients may have been exposed.
After his 32-day streak on Jeopardy, James Holzhauer's winnings, well, they come to an end.
What a game. Oh, my God. We're going to say goodbye to James, too.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We're going to do that drawing on Friday. And what's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. John, have you been down to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I have been down to Sweet Creek.
It is an incredible place.
There's just vegetables everywhere.
And food everywhere. I'm just goodness everywhere.
The Cuban sandwich just makes me, I don't even want to go to Miami and get one anymore. I don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
You just go down Torrey Highway.
Exactly, because everything lovely and wonderful is at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay, we got a bunch of stuff we have to cover. Go back over here. Let's see which way we want to go. Let's go with Nancy Cordes here on talking about Congress taking aim at tech giants with antitrust issues.
The U.S. government is planning an unprecedented and sweeping review of the world's largest tech companies. A source within the tech industry tells CBS News that Google, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon are the targets of potential antitrust probes. Federal regulators, along with Congress, are trying to determine whether the companies are harming competition and consumers. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, we're seeing a rare example of bipartisanship on this one.
That's right. It's so unusual that you'd have the democratically led House and this Republican administration on the same page, both intent on investigating these tech giants. The House Judiciary Committee, this is the same committee that's investigating President Trump, is now going to examine the market dominance of these companies. Does it hurt consumers? Do antitrust statutes need to be updated? This comes as the Justice Department and the FTC are signaling they might open their own probes. DOJ would handle Apple and Google, while the Federal Trade Commission looks into Facebook and Amazon. Google, Facebook, and Amazon all declined to comment. Silicon Valley has been the target of bipartisan ire since not 2016, really, over its handling of election interference, plus these data and privacy breaches. One top Democrat, David Cicilline, raises the point that the antitrust statutes that are in place right now were developed during the century-old railroad monopolies. And he said it's a very different economy now. He says the Judiciary Committee is going to initiate this investigation by holding hearings and conducting depositions by subpoena if necessary.
Okay, just kind of for your information, when Congress starts doing things like this, be very skeptical that they may be trying to prime the pump, that they actually reduce their competition out there. You take Facebook, for example. Facebook, when you look at Facebook and that company, it's not just Facebook. It's all this other stuff that they've got. And what they're going to do is they're going to spin off those companies. If you remember, they did the spinning off of the seven Bell franchises that were out there, AT&T. Well, how many of those, how many people go to Bell South now? Bell South is non-existent. It got absorbed back into the Bell system, and it's bigger than AT&T was before the breakup. I mean, this is crazy what they come up with. So be very, very skeptical when you see Republicans and Democrats joining arms and singing Kumbaya that they're going to save us from ourselves, where it doesn't really work that way, and they're trying to protect us from ourselves. Let's go to the phone, and let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Good. First of all, I'd like to apologize for last Friday.
Why?
My phone call, because I ran along too long, and you don't have time for that. So.
Well, I appreciate you acknowledging that.
And I apologize for that, sir.
No problem.
My question is,
sure,
you know, the president is in the UK.
Yes.
And he's being protested. And my question, you know, it's a twofold question. Why would the Brits protest President Trump? And number two, what do they import to the U.S. of A? And what do we export to them? You know, what is their problem? You know, if the Queen came here, there would be no protesting.
Well, it depends on which queen.
Well, one of them, or the prince, or whatever.
Well, let me answer the question. If there's a very liberal socialist factor that is within London in particular, London is kind of has this interesting montage of different factions there. They're very much into a free speech, and you can go down to Hyde Park, and they have they go down. Anybody can stand up on literally on a soapbox and give a speech. And Fleet Street, where all the papers are, that's very much freedom of speech. But they have this very liberal socialist element where they want government taking care of everything. And Donald Trump doesn't really fit that mold, and so they don't like him because he's more of a free enterprise American type person.
And, not about that.
And there are a whole bunch of people that do not like America that are in London. I learned that on a firsthand basis.
Then you got George Soros.
Oh, yes, sir. I did too.
Then you got Soros.
Oh, yes.
His whole gang.
I served British soldiers in the army in Germany, and they didn't care for America. They didn't care for American soldiers too much.
Really?
Yeah.
And like with all the fat we pulled their fire out of?
Agree, sir. Yeah, yeah. But that's the way it was, and I guess that's the way it is today. So, all right, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, the song Over There and Cohan did, and the story behind that is really remarkable. I'm not a big Woodrow Wilson fan at all. Matter of fact, I think he's the worst president of the United States. But the way this country came to the aid of them, and we had never fought a war like that, and over there, and the way the country rallied behind it, there's a fabulous, on the History Channel, a fabulous video documentary where they colorized the black and white film, and then they told stories about the people that are in the film. It is absolutely amazing. You want to see some need for a dental program? Watch that show. There was not a person. When you look at these guys, they were coming out of the farms and the valleys of America, going over to France and Belgium, and they had never been out of their own county, usually, much less being out of the country or their state. But it is a remarkable, remarkable series that they did. And the way they tied the music into it and the actual history of it, the series World at War is one of my absolute favorite series on the History Channel. I actually own the series, but it was absolutely spectacular. Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, I was deployed to the Eagle Door there. That's in the middle of Indian Ocean territory. It's Brit Island. All the Brits over there love the Americans. I have never served with a Brit that wasn't real good to me. Clint had a bad experience with it. I had nothing but great experience. Every time I've been deployed, and one of my best friends was a chief police, British chief police over the island over there. So some don't like us, most of them do like us.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think the ones that don't like us are normally the French.
Yeah.
Because when I've done UK, I've done France, I've done Germany, I've done Italy, and dealt with those on a summit level, and the French are very difficult, military are very difficult to deal with.
Well, like I said, everybody I've ever had contact with has been super nice.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call, Joel.
Okay. Bye.
But News 793.1 FM, it really was interesting watching Trump today doing number 10 Downing, and he's at Winfield House now, which was the ambassador's residence, who, by the way, for a little trivia, that Joseph Kennedy, who was the U.S. ambassador to UK, he went out and bought this magnificent house because he had more money than anybody else, and bought this phenomenal house. And I mean, it is stately, it is gorgeous. It's on back during that time, it was on like 30 acres. It was just phenomenal. But watching them at number 10 Downing and how they did the press conference, everything really brought back memories. And watching them doing Westminster and Buckingham Palace was really something to watch over the last couple of days. News 93.1, we're going to get back on the dime right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are on a Tuesday. I tell you something they're doing is Catherine Herridge is going to give us a report here talking about the House Democrats have set their sights on William Barr and Don McGahn. Let's listen in.
The contempt vote is now formally scheduled for June 11th. The allegation from House Democrats that the former White House counsel Don McGahn and Attorney General William Barr have failed to comply with congressional subpoenas and other requests. Administration and Justice Department officials cite executive privilege and what they describe as congressional overreach. The House Speaker ignored questions from our Fox team on the Hill on whether contempt will be civil, criminal, or enforced by Congress.
Can you explain how you decided to go with civil contempt versus inherent contempt, Madam Speaker? Why civil contempt?
On whether the Democrats will still push for special counsel, former special counsel Robert Mueller to testify after signaling last week that the 448-page report is his testimony, one lawmaker said the debate is ongoing within the party.
I think that the caucus is unified, obviously, in opposing the lawlessness and the obstructionism of the Trump administration. And I think we're just in a process of everybody moving at a different speed to put all of the constitutional tools on the table. And so there's a lot of tools in that toolkit, and we're going to get them on the table, and then we're going to figure out how to move forward.
And in this letter, the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins, called on Chairman Nadler to focus on foreign election interference in 2020 and accept the Mueller findings. It reads in part, instead of probing this threat, Mr. Chairman, you continue to play politics related to impeachment. Mr. Mueller began and ended his remarks by warning of the Russian cyber threat. In fact, Russian interference in the 2016 election was the raison d'etre, French for reason for being, of the whole special counsel appointment. And though the threat was made clear to the Obama administration and was apparently treated as non-serious, I am committed to preventing this threat from growing or continuing. And right now we're waiting on the weekly sessions from the Republicans and the Democrats, and we'll bring you those headlines on these issues as soon as we get.
Good luck with the Bill Barr contempt type thing. I think they're going to do it. I think it's going to be a zero, but in the dime again, I think he's got a pretty good legal argument of confidentiality and executive privilege with that. These guys right now, they are not looking too good the way that they're doing this, and I love Jerry Nadler being the face of this whole thing. And then they try to go, well, we're passing legislation as the Republicans won't take it up. Well, welcome to the world of the Senate here. You guys would never get cloture from the Democrats to take things up, which is part of the equation with this, by the way. So we'll see what happens in the proverbial fullness of time. Joey, maybe you can show him how to bring those Doug Collins clips over. Let's go to Lindsey Graham. He was on with Sean Hannity last night, and he is going to be talking about one of our favorite people here, Comey.
Right, the Mueller probe may be over, but the deep state is not done trying to undermine the Trump administration. Over the weekend, disgraced former FBI director James Comey ripped the attorney general, Bill Barr, saying the attorney general was echoing conspiracy theories. That's a joke coming from him. But meanwhile, a Boston Herald columnist points out that James Comey himself, well, he has been a central figure in the biggest conspiracy theory in modern times, namely the Russia hoax. And joining us now with reaction, the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham. You know, I actually read stuff, and I have once read the Nunes report, took the time to read. I read the Grassley Graham memo. You might be familiar with that one. And it said that the bulk of information in the FISA application in October of 2016 that led directly to the spying of the Trump campaign, then the Trump transition team, then the Trump presidency, was the Hillary phony, unverifiable Russian dossier. And James Comey signed it, and in January 2017 told then-candidate Trump in Trump Tower, President-elect Trump, oh, that it's salacious but not verified, the opposite of what he said to the FISA court. That would sound like a crime was perpetrated on the court by James Comey to me, but what do I know?
Well, it's not a theory. We know that Comey told the president in a private meeting that I want you to know about the dossier. It's unverified, it's salacious, but I want you to know about it. And that's the same document given to the court beginning in October where they said under oath it was credible and reliable to get a warrant against an American citizen. Those two things don't add up. That's not a conspiracy theory. Those are facts that need to be reconciled.
Good job, Lindsey. Good job. And he's getting more distinct in the way he's explaining these things. So Lindsey Graham is going to continue on here, talking about Mueller and the start of it all.
Take what they did to Attorney John Dowd, who was just defending himself.
Yeah,
what do you make of Mueller last week? 9.5 minutes. He everything he said contradicted what he had previously said about the issue of whether or not DOJ policies allows the consideration of an indictment of a sitting president, and that that was a factor. But he said just the opposite to five other people on seven other occasions.
Well, so this is important. When he met with Barr personally weeks before the report was given out, he told Barr, I can't decide about obstruction. I'm going to let you do it. But I did not make my decision based on DOJ policy. You can't indict a sitting president. I just think the complication of the facts and the law, I'm going to turn it over to you. He never mentioned that in the news conference, and that's very important. But here's what he did in his 400 and something page report. No collusion with the Russians. He decided not to bring a case against the president based on obstruction. To me, case closed. Let's look at Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, all these other people, and see how we got into this mess to begin with.
News 93.1 FM. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Randall.
Hey, I'm here. Hey.
What's up, big guy?
Not too much. And I just want to first off say, John, tremendous job, man. And even throwing them little loops in there, walking the conversation along, flawless job today. And Clint, everybody else talking. I mean, I know not everybody else, but Clint's been worried about the protest. I heard it this morning, too. But let's put this in your heart, Clint. It's all set up. It wasn't nobody there when he first arrived. And they didn't even get they said it was 1,000, but I don't think there was a couple hundred. They didn't get them there till the day. I mean, there wasn't nobody at their protest, and that just all kind of come about.
Well, they said it's going to be a quarter of a million people. And then the police came up and did a crowd estimate and said it was under 20,000 people.
Is that many over there? 20,000?
That's what the police said.
I gotta go back and look up some more then, because everything I found, it looked to be about 200 and they were saying 1,000. I hadn't seen that, but alright, 10-4, I just want to give my hats off to John, man. Good job, brother.
How about that?
Thanks so much, I appreciate it, and I'm going to give you a little something.
Oh, look, he's learning where the keys at.
I got it like that.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. Alright, brother, I'm enjoying it. See ya.
News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chick.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam ordering a special legislative session, urging lawmakers to approve gun control legislation in the wake of Friday's mass shooting at a Virginia Beach municipal building that left 12 dead.
We must do more than give our thoughts and prayers. We must give Virginians the action they deserve.
Northam wants lawmakers to consider universal background checks, a ban on suppressors and large capacity magazines, and the ability to limit gun possession within city buildings. President Trump says he fully intends to impose new tariffs on imports from Mexico, saying the country has yet failed to stop the flow of illegal migrants and asylum seekers heading towards the U.S. border.
We'll probably be talking during the time that the tariffs are on and they're going to be paid.
The president's comments coming during a press conference in London with British Prime Minister Theresa May. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Another sizzling hot day today, but hang on. Weather changes on the way with better rain chances later in the week and also somewhat cooler temperatures, too. Abundant sunshine today. Another hot day. We had 98 yesterday. We're looking for 97 today. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow's high in the middle 90s with widely scattered storms possible in the afternoon and evening hours. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even Monday. Looks like some very beneficial rainfall, and boy, did we need it. Our weather app will keep you on top of all this weather action, so get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Ah, yes. Yeah, you really got me out. You got me so. Did you show him how to bring those clips over? Oh, yeah. You really got me now. You got me so. I can't see my eyes. You really got me. 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 Look at that. The Baryshnikov producer.
That's Joey.
Joey Son.
Joey Son with his pretty new hair today.
Oh.
He's running through conditioner like crazy.
You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Yeah. Cut 202 inches off, as they say. Okay, let's continue on with Lindsey Graham here. I think we're at clip three, which is Lindsey Graham on giving Hillary Clinton a pass.
Senator, we now learn that all of this special treatment and consideration was given to right. Hillary Clinton. You know, no recordings, no 302s. You allow other people to sit in on an FBI, supposedly, investigation, unprecedented. Then you have Strzok and Page implicating the attorney general as having the fix in the whole time, the same one that met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac for 45 minutes to talk about grandkids only. And we know that she violated the Espionage Act because James Comey told us so. Then we have the intention of destroying the evidence that was the subpoenaed emails. How do we say we have equal justice in this country and equal application of our laws if she gets away with that?
Well, I think the decision not to prosecute her was probably most likely politically motivated, because obstruction of justice, taking a hammer to two phones being asked for as evidence, cleaning a server, bleaching it out so you can't get the emails, is classic obstruction of justice. Compromising classified information, she clearly did that. The decision not to prosecute her was pretty simple, in my view. If you want her to win, you can't prosecute her.
And that's what it really gets down to, is exactly that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you today?
I'm in the air conditioning, thank goodness, because it's hot enough to die out there. Folks,
yeah,
gotta
really
watch out for heat stroke and be
no painting outside for you.
No, sir. No, I'm staying cool down the street from you in McGee State. Let me mention, nobody except for CBS, just a brief mention on how awesome the First Lady looks and acts. She's where she belongs with the royal family, and she's got to be a tremendous asset being a European woman on the road, speaking all the languages she does. Nobody gives this woman credit, and if anybody other than Donald Trump's wife, they'd be falling over backwards on her.
Yeah, I'll have to totally agree with you. I was watching her, and I was going like, what a great asset for our country.
You ain't kidding. Seeing her walk down to, with Prince Charles, she looked like queen material, to tell you the truth. She's the one that looked like royalty of the whole bunch, if you ask me.
Yeah, she represented America very, very well.
Yes, and there's not one mention of it. That is so nasty of these guys. Of course, we know they're a nasty bunch, but I believe in giving credit where credit is due. And she is still the most educated and classy First Lady we have ever had. Sure, maybe since Jackie Kennedy.
Well, that's actually the one I was looking at that, you know, the Kennedy made a big point of Jacqueline being with them, and he made the joke, I'm the one who escorted Jackie Kennedy to Europe. And
I remember him saying that then. We were young then, but I very well remember him saying that.
Yeah, but she was that. I think she's more impressive than Jackie Kennedy was.
Oh, by far. Oh, yeah. She's got a much broader perspective on the world. And she, you know, her opinion's worth a whole lot to the president. And on top of that, she speaks Russian. So why would they need an interpreter when they have anybody in the room with Vladimir Putin? He's got an interpreter. It's called his wife. Real quickly, which district is Charlotte Meadows running for?
74.
Which one is that?
That's the O.J. Love district. It's over County Downs and Delrata, places like that.
Is it? It is around the Coliseum and everything.
Yeah, it takes in the Coliseum and I believe it goes all the way out to the county line.
Wow. I wish I could have found my phone while she was talking. I was outraged. But I've been on the phone long enough. I know it's close to the end of the show. We might discuss that at another time, but I was very disappointed. So we'll talk about that later. Thank you, guys. As usual, Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate you. Let's continue on with Lindsey Graham. He's going to be talking about the IG, Durham, Hoover, and Barr in the timeline.
Well, you have a big say in this, Senator, because you happen to be the chairman of the powerful committee
right.
that will look into this. But we now are expecting the Horowitz report on
right.
FISA abuse. I'm not sure exactly what John Hoover is doing, but I expect we'll hear something about the leaking aspect of all of this. Then we've got Mr. Durham, who wanted to interview Christopher Steele, which I think would be a good first step. Maybe our friends the British can extradite him, which would be nice. And then we've got the Attorney General himself, who answered your questions. Is
right.
Mueller dead? Yes. Are you concerned about the Hillary investigation? Yes. Are you concerned about FISA abuse? Yes. Are you concerned right. about intel abuse? Yes. What should happen in your view going from here?
So Horowitz will issue his report about the FISA warrant process. I will take their report to see if we need to change our laws to make sure it never happens again. Durham's going to look at all these cast of characters to see if they broke the law. And Barr's going to make sure the DOJ is reformed so it's never abused in this way in the future. My job is to have oversight, to change the laws, to protect the country from abuse in the future. Durham is looking at criminality, and Barr is sitting on top of all of that. We're going to get to the bottom of it for the good of the country, because at the end of the day, you can't have people enforcing the law take it in their own hands for political purposes.
So he's kind of saying that the IG report is kind of a little sooner than some of these other people are saying. So we're going to be talking about a couple of weeks here. And then we have the stacking of Durham. And we haven't heard anything from Huber. He's the U.S. attorney that is in Utah. So this might be kind of a trifecta of people kind of showing up all in one time. And again, folks, This is a rush for the door. Who's going to get there with the firstest, with the mostest? And I sense that what they're going to do is this thing is going to be big. They're going to basically discredit the beginning of this whole investigation. And then the need for the Democrats to continue on with this thing completely goes away. Now, Graham is going to be talking now about the border and finishing up with this. This is interesting. He's got a piece of legislation coming up.
And by the way, all your travel, and I know you're doing great things for the country on national security issues.
Thank you.
But you're taking away from the audience hearing directly from you when you go away for a week. I'm just saying.
Not that I have any influence. Can I say one thing about the border?
Yes,
President
sir.
Trump is right to do whatever is necessary to stop the disaster at the border. It's not a crisis. It's a complete disaster. And Mexico can do better. They should do better. And I support the president in any way possible to get Mexico to do better. And I'm going to have a vote on my bill to close the asylum loophole and the unaccompanied minors in 2 weeks.
And that's going to be kind of a fight here. They're going to try to throw a DACA component in there, the Dems are, and this one's going to be kind of interesting to see how it kind of unfolds. But I'm really happy that Lindsey Graham is on the job and he's head of the Senate Judicial Committee. You know, I think Grassley was okay. I think Lindsey Graham knows how to get this thing done and knows what to do and when to do it. And he's got the fact pattern here. He understands what everybody's role is, including himself. And in his words, is to make sure that this never happens again. I think the closeness between Trump and Graham is going to pay off here. But you can just tell by the way he's answering these questions. He knows stuff that we do not. And that is, and you can kind of get it in his voice here. So, with that, let me go to Doug Collins talking about Mueller and Barr. This is from yesterday that we didn't get to.
Many Democrats interpreted Robert Mueller's remarks this week about President Trump as an impeachment referral to Congress. Joining us now from Georgia, Congressman Doug Collins, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, where formal proceedings would begin. Congressman, both Attorney General Barr and Special Counsel, former Special Counsel Robert Mueller, spoke this week, and there were some contradictions. Here they are on whether President Obama committed obstruction of justice.
There is substantial evidence to show that the president was frustrated and angered by his sincere belief that the investigation was undermining his presidency, propelled by his political opponents, and fueled by illegal leaks.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
You side with the attorney general, and you say that the Mueller report shows that there was no obstruction, but when you listen to Robert Mueller there, that's not what he says.
Well, Chris, good morning. It's interesting for Robert Mueller that he starts from the premise that so interestingly the wrong narrative for America is that he's trying to take and said we're proving innocence here and that you're guilty until we prove you innocent. It's really an interesting correlation here. I think what happened is that the report is now out. We see the report. You had stated earlier that this was the call for the Democrats to start impeachment. They've been wanting to impeach this president since November of 2016. They've never liked him. They use any excuse to begin the impeachment process. But what we found was there's no collusion. There was no charge of obstruction. Remember, Attorney General Barr and Rod Rosenstein, who was appointed under Obama, both came to the conclusion, taking under no pretense of any legal opinion, and said that there was no charges to be had when they made their final report after getting it from Bob Mueller. So I think what he said this week was, frankly, it was sort of frustrating for that. He wanted to just basically memorialize what he had already written down. And again, to cause more questions for many of us that instead of finding answers, we still find more questions.
Doug Collins is another one to keep our eye on. He is really good. He's the ranking minority member on the Judicial Committee. He's the one that's calling out Jerry Nadler as often as he possibly can, and that is working for me, as I would say. So let's continue on with Doug Collins here. He's going to be talking about Mueller and Barr and then the Office of Legal Counsel.
Then there's the issue of whether or not Mueller felt bound by the Office of Legal Counsel, a part of the Department of Justice, by the OLC's ruling that a sitting president cannot be indicted for a crime. Here again are Barr and Mueller.
He reiterated several times in a group meeting that he was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found obstruction.
Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional.
Again, Barr says that the department guideline was not the issue, and Bob Mueller indicates that it was a central concern.
Well, Bob Mueller stated this. This was nothing new. This, again, has been out for now a while. It was actually written in the report. I mean, a lot of people are saying that this was some kind of a new revelation from Bob Mueller this week. No, it was actually written into the report. We talked about it then.
It does contradict what Barr was saying, the Attorney General, when he said that Mueller said that that wasn't an issue, and Mueller says it was an issue. So he at least was setting the record straight with regard to what Attorney General Barr has been saying.
Well, and that's Mr. Mueller's, you know, decision he made it to, you know, to do his press conference this week or his discussion about it. But also it's very clear that Bill Barr and Rod Rosenstein basically both said that they did not take that into account when they took the information from Bob Mueller, who, by the way, punted on a prosecutorial decision. He sent it back and said, we're not going to make a decision based on the evidence that they had found. When we look at this, again, the frustration point is the report has been out. Mr. Mueller decided he wanted to end his time and resign and go back into private life. He did so by going up and restating points that he picked from the report that he wanted to do on Wednesday. Look, I respect him. He needs to go back to public life. That's what he wants to do. That's fine. But when we look at this report, there's also many things that were left unanswered on where it started, how they got the information, why they only picked and choose a little bit of the dossier to actually disprove, but yet not talk about the other issues around this. You know, like when did they stop and find that no collusion actually existed? When did they continue on with this continuation of looking into the president? This is a continuation of a discussion that happened Wednesday that should have ended with the report. He now should be ended. And now, actually, I believe Bill Barr is right in saying, how did we get to this point to start with? This is the critical point, because we've had 2 years of basically turmoil caused by a cabal that started at the FBI that we're now actually getting a chance to look into.
Let me add a couple of comments on this. Number one, here are two major differences. One, Bill Barr was under oath when he said what he said. He said it multiple times, and there are multiple people in the room, including Rob Rosenstein and the deputy to the deputy attorney general. Mueller was not under oath. Mueller just made a statement. So either he said it or he didn't. And I think that will be one of the pivotal things. If they start taking the Mueller thing apart, that would be one of the pivotal things where they would get a group of people say, no, he did say that. The difference is Bill Barr said it, made the comment under oath. Mueller just made a statement to the folks. I think Mueller is turning to look like more of a black hat than I ever would have imagined him to be. I think it was very deliberate in what he did. I think it was very intentional. He didn't want to testify because he does not want to answer these tough questions. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.
Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Dan Morris Show.
See, don't ever set me free. I always want to be by your side. Girl, you really got me now.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces Resources, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's continue on with Congressman Collins here. But do note that Mueller was not under oath and Barr was. And there are witnesses that were in the room, several, I think it's five. And see what happens here. So let's continue on. Ooh, was that the last cut? No, we have one more, don't we? Yeah, three.
Many Democrats interpreted Robert Mueller's remarks that you have just raised a lot of questions that Robert Mueller could answer. In the past, you have said that you would like him to testify before the committee. He made it clear this week he has no interest in doing so. Would you support a vote by Democrats on your committee, the House Judiciary Committee, to subpoena Robert Mueller so they can ask their questions and you can ask your questions?
Well, that would be an interesting question for Chairman Nadler, because Chairman Nadler this year has shown that he is willing to subpoena anything that moves. And it's amazingly, he's not talked about that with Robert Mueller. I don't believe he really wants to talk to Robert Mueller, because it's better for him to continue a narrative that Robert Mueller said things or implied things that he's trying to imply to the American people is impeachment. I was one of the first Republicans that said publicly, along with John Ratcliffe and others, that said we would like to talk to Robert Mueller because we do have questions. I believe it's a twofold process. I believe Chairman Nadler likes to continue the innuendo and doubt that has been placed. And then also at the same point, Robert Mueller doesn't want to testify before Congress because he's going to get real questions about how the investigation was done, where it started, how it became, and why they sort of picked and choose, it seems, in the report, how this actually got going. So I think it's a two-way street here. We'll see what Chairman Nadler does. He's been obsessed with subpoenas since he became chairman. Let's see what he does now.
Yeah, Nadler, Collins was born to be the thorn in Nadler's side, his very large side, by the way. But I'm really digging Collins and how he's right in there. He's got the right answer. He is so much quicker than Nadler. Nadler always looks like he's trying to find the right words to say to come up with. He's too cautious. He reads way too much. He can't just kind of give his opinion off the cuff because he knows he's going to screw up.
Well, you know, if he'd loosen his belt around his neck,
yeah,
you know, he would be able to communicate.
Well, it's interestingly enough, I saw a picture of him, I guess maybe 5 years ago.
I saw that.
He has lost a lot of weight.
He's done well.
He was a big boy 5 years ago.
He liked to eat regular-like.
Well, he looks like his cardiologist is probably keeping a very close eye on him, too.
Oh, no doubt.
Reminder, folks, before we get to these last couple of clips here, if you've got videotapes that you want to keep forever, I want you to call my good friend at Dan Black Studios. I'm going to give you his number in just a moment, so get ready to copy. But let's say you've got those videos of the kids, birthday parties, graduations, sporting events, and you want to preserve those forever. Call Dan Black and get them digitized. He can put them up on the iCloud for you, give you a jump drive. You're going to keep them in a safe place, and they're going to stay there forever. And I want to tell you something, folks. Use iCloud. It is a great way of storing stuff. I now faithfully back up both of my computers, and then plus all my workload that's there. And it has saved me so many times because I've lost a file, but I can go back up to iCloud and get it. Well, you can do that with your videos and photos with Dan Black Studios. Get ready to cover this number down, 334-440-7818, 440-7818, Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, old-time, very good friend of mine. I speak on his behalf on a personal basis. He is that good. Let's continue on with Doug Collins. We're going to be talking about Barr and the Durham investigation. Listen into this.
Let's get to the question you were raising. Attorney General Barr has indicated that he is now launched an investigation into the origins of the Russia probe. What is the single biggest question that you have that you would hope that this investigation would answer?
Mine is taking into account what we have already seen is a pattern that seemed to be developed by what I've called a corrupt cabal with Strzok, with Page, with Comey, with Baker, with McCabe, that seemed to be at the picture in the center of everything going on from the mid-year investigation, the Clinton email investigation, that moved into the Russia investigation, the information that was given to the FISA court, the information of a dossier that was, if Mr. Comey later said, was salacious and unverified, but yet he verified that it was accurate going before this court. These are the kind of things that you look at and should concern every American, not just a Republican, not just a Democrat or independent. This should consume every American, that you had a group at the Department of Justice and FBI, not the whole Brock, but a cabal that was saying, we don't like Donald Trump. We don't want to see him president. They even said in text message, we'll have an insurance policy. They were going it seemingly a roundabout way to say, we're going to take it into our own hands. This should concern everybody when you use a court such as the FISA court, which is a secret court, which is one in which they have seemingly not used all the evidence that they could have done.
Didn't that sound painfully familiar to Lindsey Graham and what he said also? I mean, it's exactly
word for word.
They're on the same hymnal, and I like that. Let's pull in this last clip on Doug Collins talking about Comey.
The origins of the investigation. James Comey says, look, they had information by July of 2016 that the Russians were hacking Democratic emails. And we know that George Papadopoulos, an advisor of some sort to the Trump campaign, was talking about that. Comey says they would have been derelict in their duty if they hadn't pursued that. Do you agree?
Jim Comey right now is trying to rewrite history. I believe his 15 minutes are up. He knows it. He's going everywhere talking about the things that he did or should have done. And I think the interesting thing is here, he doesn't want, I believe, the light of investigation shined on what they were actually doing. I don't believe Strzok or Page or McCabe or Baker or any others wanted as well. So they're remaking themselves now. When they go back and look at this, when you look at the information they had, which was essentially disproven and many times, even through his own words, were salacious and unverified, how do you take that with a straight face to the court? Mr. Comey, your time's up. It's time for us to find out how this started and go from there.
By the way, Jim Baker, the general counsel for the Department of Justice, some new text messages have come out from him, and he's got some problems, particularly talking to Strzok and Page about things that sound an awful lot like the insurance policy. John, I want to thank you for a great show, and Joey, I want to thank you, buddy. Guys, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.